The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Episode 280, How to Take Care of Your Clothes, No Sewing Necessary.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are talking about preserving the longevity of your clothes, because when you're buying fewer clothes, you obviously want them to last longer. But even if you love clothes and that's something you value, you want to take care of them because you're going to be buying probably nicer clothes.
Yeah. And it's a hot take to say no sewing necessary.
Well, we're talking
to look at taking care of your clothes without sewing.
We're talking about longevity more than we're talking about mending. We do have some other episodes that where we kind of touch on that, but I am not a sewer. I don't own a sewing machine. When we have something needing mending, I send it to my mother or to Jill. And so I didn't want me to see this episode and not listen because it's not accessible to me. So this is accessible to everyone.
Mm. Speaking of doing the least, that's our sponsor today. It's about working smarter, not harder, or just doing the bare minimum to get by, because it's been a long week, and it's long week after long week, and it's doing the least. Wherever you find yourself, whether working smarter, not harder, or it's been a long week, we're here for you. And one of the ways we're here for you, besides this podcast, is with our new Debt-Free Stories series.
Pew, pew, pew.
A series of interviews with fellow Frugal Friends listeners talking to us about their debt-free journeys and stories and telling us how they paid off debt. So it's got all the motivation and fun that you're looking for. Even if you're in a time of doing the least, this is a great way for you to do very minimal just by going to Frugal Friends podcast on YouTube and checking out the debt-free stories and then see what happens from there. Maybe it'll motivate you to not do the least.
Mm, that was inspirational.
Yep.
Jill.
Thank you.
Especially at a time in my life where I am doing the least, where it's been a long week. And when we are recording this, it is Monday at 1 p.m. And it has been a long week for me.
It's already a long week.
And this is the first thing I've
Mondays
done
are
today.
Tough. Mondays are tough. We live an entire week in that one day.
Yeah.
It all gets better from here, though. It all gets better from here. You know what makes it even better? Debt-Free Stories on YouTube. I can't say it without singing it.
Absolutely. And you shouldn't. Please, please, please search Frugal Friends on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and turn on notifications so you get notified. We've got 10 of these that we'll be releasing over February and into March. So there are some already up. There are more to come. You are going to love them.
Yes.
I love them.
Yes.
And
so much love.
I know you will too. So let's talk about mending, or let's talk about taking care of your clothes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So if you want information on mending or just saving money on clothes in general, check out episode 211, which we've got how to save money on clothes. And then episode 228, tips for creating a capsule wardrobe. That is a fan favorite. Everybody loves the capsule wardrobe episode. Hear it all the time. So definitely check that one out. That one pairs minimalism with frugality to create this capsule wardrobe that isn't restrictive, but does capitalize on your unique style and also saves you money. So those are really good ones to queue up for after. But let's talk about longevity. And this is more of a Jill episode for sure. So Jill, take us to the first headline.
The first one comes from Simple Lionheart Life. I like lions, so that's great for me. And it's talking about how to take care of your clothes and help your simplified wardrobe last longer. So this is not just talking about extending the life of our clothing, but sprinkled throughout, it's chatting about simplifying our wardrobe as well. Or once we've simplified, how do we make it last longer? And I do appreciate some of the introduction before it gets into the various tips that I think can keep people from simplifying a wardrobe. Of, I mean, first of all, just I won't have as many options, but then it can also bring the question of, won't my clothes wear out faster if I have less? And reality is, and we've seen this mentioned kind of across the board, and we just know it based on our own lifestyles, is that we tend to, regardless of the size of our wardrobe, wear only about 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. So chances are what you're wearing is already just your simplified wardrobe. And we can clear some of that clutter by getting rid of, donating, passing on to someone else the clothes that you're just simply not wearing. And we'll get into more tips later, but not having jam-packed closets is going to be another way of extending the life of our clothing, allowing some of that airflow and that kind of a thing. So I just appreciated that statement and acknowledgement here that it, and it's kind of a motivator for me too, of yes, keep a simplified wardrobe so that you just actually keep on hand the things that you wear, but then in general, it's probably going to be the things that you really like. That's what I say all the time. People think I'm always dressed up, except for right now. I don't know if anyone's ever going to be able to watch this video, but I am not currently dressed up.
Jill on another level.
Usually, though, it looks like I am. People will often be like, whoa, where are you going? And I'm like, nowhere. I just don't have, truly, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting at home. But I don't have many clothes. So the clothes that I do have, I really like. I have really pared it down to what I enjoy. And so then when we get to that point, we feel higher motivation to take care of it, to extend the life. And I think that there's some really great tips in here. So we're not going to go through all of them, but our favorites. The first is to use less heat. So when we are washing our clothes, generally, if we're not doing the hottest of hot waters and drying it all the way through on the highest of hot temperatures in the dryer, we're going to extend the life of the clothing. When we use a lot of heat, whether that's in water or in the drying process, it can shrink our clothes. It can just be really harsh on it. I mean, similar to our hair, right? They say like heat damage to the hair, heat damage to clothing happens as well in a variety of different ways. So that's one way we can be gentle. It's also really great for our utility bill if we are primarily washing in cold water, using less electricity for the heat, whether that means we're just kind of doing a tumble dry and then hanging the rest to dry, or we're just completely drying, air drying it from the washing machine. That serves so many different purposes of helping our wallets, helping our clothes. So use less heat, do less.
Do less. You can always do less. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this goes for like ironing as well. I was reading in a few articles, like just overall, keep more heat away from your clothes and the colors and the quality will be preserved longer. And so even doing shorter dryer settings, I know we've said this before, you can, if you don't want to line dry for a really long time, which who has time for that, then dry for a shorter amount of time until it's mostly dry. And then you can just lay them out on your bed to dry the rest of the way. It works. So that is my, that's my personal experience. So, and you can hang more things with hangers if you have the room.
And then once just they're dry, they're already on hangers. And you just put them in your closet.
Go. There you go. Why use a line? It's fine. So number two is one that I like a lot. And it's only wash clothes when they are dirty.
Ooh.
And so there are a lot of rules for and feelings about how often you should wash things. Mm-hmm. So I have seen for at least like underwear, sports bras, workout clothes after you work out, socks, like those things you should wash after every wearing. But everything else, for the most part, can go 2 to 5 wears mm-hmm. without washing. I think I saw for like bras and pajamas, it's like 2 to 3 wears. And for jeans, shirts, especially if it's like out, if you're wearing like an undershirt, maybe 2 to 3. If you're wearing overshirts, 4 to 5. But yeah, honestly, do what's in your comfort zone, because this is, you live a unique life. And some days you sweat more than others. Like obviously in the summer in Florida, we're doing much more laundry than we are in the winter. So I don't know if you can go by like those rules specifically, but those are the general guidelines I was reading. I usually wear my pajamas for a week. I don't know if that's
for
gross.
For sure.
Okay.
No, I wear my pajamas for a week. I also, if I wear socks at night, I know that's like a hot take. People think are at various ends of that. There's not even a spectrum. It's like... I know.
Here's where
we're getting
to.
For wearing
now
socks
we'll get into the
night.
Hot takes. All right. Here we are.
I'll even put, like, take my socks off then in the morning and keep them by the side of the bed. Because what am I doing in
Same.
The night? I don't need to wash them after just wearing them one night through the night.
Amen.
Another hot take. You may not be as on board with this, but I exercise at home, so I will wear the same exercise outfit for the week. I just keep it hung up on a hook in my bathroom, and I don't wash those clothes until the end of the week. All I'm doing is getting sweaty
outside.
In it, so I might as well just keep sweating in it and then wash it. But I can...
Mine are very gross. I wash it after everywhere.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not gross. It's just what I do.
Okay.
That's how I get away with not having like 10 exercise outfits. I just have 2 that I have on rotation.
There you go.
But I can be guilty of washing things when they're not actually dirty as a way of quickly picking up and feeling like I cleaned. And that is something I've had to challenge myself with, of if it's not dirty, actually put it on the hanger, put it away. Don't just throw it in the laundry basket, because that's easier.
Here is my solution for that is I got like a blanket ladder and I put it next to my dresser. So if I've worn something and it's not dirty yet, but I don't want to put it back into my dresser and I don't want to put it in the dirty clothes, also don't want to have it on the floor, then I hang it on the blanket ladder.
I love that. I need
so
to get that for Eric.
Solution.
He has clothes just like everywhere, and I'm always like, do you want this cleaned? He's like, no,
I know.
I've
I'm
only
thinking
worn
of doing
once.
It for Travis. I was only thinking about myself when I got it, but you can find blanket ladders everywhere. Buy Nothing groups, thrift stores.
I love that tip.
Yeah, blank ladders.
Okay.
Just a ladder. Get a ladder.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at us, cooking with gas. My next favorite on here is number 4. Take simple steps to protect clothes in the laundry. Okay, I feel militant about this. And I know a lot of my friends who don't do stuff like this, and they end
She's
up-
looking at me.
With only because we're podcasting together. I don't know what happens for you. I just know this happens for a lot of people is not being super careful with how we put things into the washing machine. And that can be simple steps like zipping up our zippers, buttoning our buttons, emptying our pockets, turning shirts inside out. This is especially important with like sweaters that can pill or shirts with prints or logos on them. It can protect the threading, the decals, the whatnot if we turn it inside out. And I know that these are extra steps, but they will prolong the life of our clothes. I have had clothes, a lot of the holes, I know we're going to be talking about ways to mend without sewing, but a lot of times holes in our clothing happen because we've not done these steps. And you've got jean zippers just bouncing around with everything else, just shredding, not in a good way, not like the musical shredding. The shredding of our clothing that we've spent hard-earned money on. And even worse, if we don't check the pockets, holy smokes, what's in there? A Sharpie?
Oh my God.
Why did we leave Sharpies in our pants?
I stopped washing my clothes with Travis's clothes and I make him do his own laundry because the number of things, like I can't do it all the time. I kind of prep my clothes for washing when I'm taking them off. So when it's going into the washing machine, it's going into the I'm not rechecking it. Mm-hmm. I'm not turning things inside out at that point.
Yeah.
I have washed clothes with and gotten pen stains on them. I once washed my clothes and he had a packet of honey mustard from Chick-fil-A.
No.
And the clothes came out dirtier than when they went in.
Oh, geez.
And he's always bringing home like nuts and bolts and screws and nails from work. Yep. And that's just, I can't.
Good
I'm
for
like,
you.
I'm like, you're going to, and he doesn't care. He'll wear shirts with holes in them. And I'm like, you're.
He's like, I like the screws shredding in the washing machine.
Yeah, he loves shredding. And if you got to give grace to your partner that is that way. But you don't have to subject yourself to it.
But here's the thing. If you are checking the pant pockets and everything, that's just going to prolong the life of your appliances. It is not great for a washing machine or a dryer to have nuts, bolts, screws, pens, coins just bouncing around, shredding clothing, shredding appliances.
You're right. It's something I will look into. I will have a stern talking to him about it with my finger out pointing to the sky.
Yeah, your finger will be there for that.
Yes. All right. My next favorite is to treat stains before they set. This comes along with that making sure things are ready before they go in. Because when things are going into the wash, I just don't, like, that's it for me. I'm not rechecking things.
Yeah.
So if I know I'm going to do a wash in the next, like, day or something, I'll just treat the stuff early and let it kind of sit, which I don't know if is the best method. But most of the times I'm not doing that. Most of the time I am setting the stain next, I'm setting, instead of putting it in my laundry basket, I'm bringing it to the laundry room and putting it next to the washer. Mm-hmm. So that way I know, okay, this needs to be treated before stuff goes in. Mm-hmm. So that is usually what I'm doing.
If it's your own clothes and you know it as a stain happens, it is best to just address it right then and there, if possible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise, before it goes into the wash, because once it's washed, that's usually then how a stain sets if it wasn't treated.
Yeah, usually the stain has already been there for several hours, so there before I notice it. So there is no immediate spot treating in my life. I wish there was, but it just doesn't happen.
Bonus tip that my mom used to do. Shout out to Brenda on this one. If you're doing laundry for a household, if you're not Jen, who's making everyone do their own wash, which I respect, mad props, do less.
But well, I have to do Kai's laundry. So
there you go. If you're doing it for other people and they're somewhat functioning, able-bodied people. One of the things my mom did when we were growing up was to have us knot our clothing, like put a knot in it if it had a stain, like needed to be treated somewhere. So then when she was going through the wash and adding it into the washing machine and came across like a knotted shirt, sweatshirt, pants, you name it, she'd know there's a stain somewhere on here and be able to treat it. So it wasn't like you have to check every single article of clothing for, do I need to treat something on here? I thought that was like a nice hack. Good job, Brenda.
That is good. Way to go, Brenda. Yeah. Yeah. That I would just, going to make my kids treat their own stains.
They're doing their own laundry at 5.
Yeah. Kai has about a year and a half left of me doing this for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he better make some moves to learning laundry.
Take advantage of it while he has you. Mm-hmm. All right. The last one I'll note on this list is number 9, to store clothes properly. And the reason that I picked this primarily is because I have been victim to not storing clothes properly, and I know how much it can damage and not prolong the life of clothing when we don't do this right. With particularly airflow, needing airflow through your clothing, I used to be, you all know this, heavy on the thrift stores and yard sales and just collecting things because it was just a good deal. Since those times, I've become far more minimal. But in my days of having a lot, I would just shove it all into the closet. And I've gotten, like, my clothes have gotten moldy because they're just like, yeah, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of airflow in most closets. So then if there's any kind of moisture in the air, it can get trapped in the clothing and there's not airflow and it gets mold and then that doesn't come out. Yeah, it's not good. So definitely not packing your closet super full, making sure that there's space in between. But they also had some decent tips. If you ever do look up this article, you can check the link in our show notes. It has pictures of various ways to like store sweaters and pull the arms of sweaters up over the hanger.
I thought that was like really interesting. Yeah. The pictures, they put the arms over the shoulders so the arms don't stretch out.
Uh-huh.
Who'd have thought?
I know. And this is something I've noticed too, but if you are primarily hanging things, which I think is a great way to store clothing, having more quality hangers, which you can still find those at thrift stores, yard sales, buy nothing groups, but they better hangers over your just wire hangers are going to allow the clothing to hang better. It'll avoid some of those like pointy parts in the shoulders. It'll keep the clothes from falling off the hanger. So hanging them properly, having airflow. Oh, and also if you are storing some seasonal clothes, truly making sure that the clothes are clean, do that final load of wash, make sure that they are fully dry and then in a sealed container because, again, mold issues, but also bug issues depending on where you're going to put the clothing. And then also so that when you reopen them up, it's not like super gross and smelly because you've cleaned them already. And all of these things will prolong the life of the clothes that you love now that you have minimized your closet.
Amen. My last one that I'm going to bring up is buy as good of quality as you can afford. Mm. Because the better the quality of the garment, the longer it's going to be able to be cared for. Because if you're still buying the cheapest $3 fast fashion clearance items over and over and over, those things aren't going to be able to be preserved for as long as better quality fabrics, better quality blends, better quality stitching, all of that stuff. So really do look at the quality of the clothing that you are buying. If you are buying less, then you can afford to pay a little more for better quality. And we're not talking about like buying new. Even you can buy gently used or brand new stuff from online stores like Poshmark and ThredUp. You can go to consignment stores or to these like these buyback places like Plato's Closet, and they have now they're popping up with even better ones that are kind of like individually owned. But there are so many ways to get brand new or barely worn really good quality clothing. And that's kind of what we are advocating for. Not the, you know, not the thrift store stuff that's on its last leg, because that is just as bad as buying the $3 fast fat. I mean, no, okay, not just as bad. It's better for the environment. But as for longevity and what you're spending, it's about on par with that. So we're looking for better quality, but not full price is ideal.
And make sure you really like it, because even if you're only spending $2 or $3 at the thrift store, it's not going to mean much if you're just going to be throwing it away in a few months. So
yeah,
finding the quality clothes that you really like, that are staple pieces that you can wear often, and take care of it. And man, does this just breed contentment. I have bought so much fewer clothing in the last few years just by doing these things, really enjoying the things that I buy, making sure that pretty much everything I wear, I really like, and caring for the things as I go has bred so much contentment, so much less time wasted just shopping and spending money. And I like my closet. I like the things in my closet. And they're not going moldy because it's not jam-packed.
Amen.
Amen.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy, since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
So that brings us to our next article, how to fix clothes without sewing. It's specifically how to fix a hole in clothes without sewing.
Jen loves this one. This one's for you. This is your part of the episode where you shine.
I mean, this is personally just something I wanted to know.
Yes.
So that's why it's here.
I had no idea about, I mean, there's only three things on this list, but I did, I did not know about two of them.
Yeah. So we're just going to talk about, there's three in here, right?
Yeah, there's three.
We're going to talk about all three.
Yeah. I mean, certainly this is only going to be super useful for you if you've got a hole in your clothes that you don't want to sew.
But when else are you sewing?
But you are going to need to like go to this article for the details on it. Like we'll give an overview, but this is not going to be the exact tutorial on how to with these items. Just an overview so you know that this exists.
Well, yeah, it's in the hopes of the next time you have a hole in your clothing or something gets messed up, you remember this art, this episode, and you're like, oh, yeah, let me Google that. Yeah. You don't know what to Google until you know what to Google. So here's what to Google.
And yeah, right. And back to prevention, though, before you even get to this stage, avoiding holes altogether is going to come from taking care of your clothes in some of the ways that we just outlined. So you don't even have to like do any of this stuff. But if you do have to patch a hole and you don't want to sew, what can you do, Jen? What's one way?
Well, the first thing is to get a patch. Wow.
Go figure. That's the one I knew about. Yeah. I have heard of this.
So they are saying it can be tricky, though, because you'll want to use a patch from the same fabric to obtain the best results. And right now in this picture, they are patching a flannel with a piece of denim. And I don't know if you can say that those are the same fabric, but I think if you're using the same piece of cotton, like blend, or hopefully maybe you're buying 100% cotton, that is the best, that's ideal, that's prime. And then you've got your 100% cotton patch, again, prime. There you go. They don't have to be the same exact. But I think the so they sell fabric patches too. And from what my mom used to do, she would just iron it on, just the patch on the back. And I don't know if she would wash it before. I don't think you can wash it before. But there's got to be a trick in the instructions that say, like, because you can't put new wine in old wineskins, you know? You can't put new patches on old shirts. So there's got to be some trick, like pre-washed fabric patch.
Or maybe it's good if it shrinks because it just kind of pulls the hole together more.
Maybe. But they say you can also use fabric glue if you want to get really like close fabrics, if you don't want to get like an iron-on fabric patch. So those are the patch methods.
Yeah. And I hadn't really thought about putting it on the other side, like the inside of the clothing. Whenever I think of patches, I think the outside, these kind of really large and in charge separate pieces of very different looking fabric sewn onto it. And that's not, you could do that, but that's not what we're talking about. It's just kind of like covering it up on the inside with fabric, which, yeah, you may not even notice depending on how closely you can.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a hole and not like a gash.
Right.
Like that's a different thing. I think you need to find the sewing episode for that one.
Yeah. Okay, so this one I was not aware of, and they're calling it the disappearing act, using a fusing web. So this is something that you could buy from the craft store, is a fusing web. It can be also used for like appliques and quilts, but also on your clothing with a hole. And it's a type of fiber that melts when heated. So it comes in a variety of weights, and it ideally would be best if you choose the weight that kind of most closely matches the clothing. And so you would need an iron for this, but you flip the clothes inside out, and you might need some parchment paper to kind of help with the heat, have it not get stuck to the iron itself. And essentially, like, the fusing web kind of like melts the fibers of the fabric to get like together with it. Like, as the fusing web melts, it kind of pulls the fabric together and pretty much kind of makes it look like the hole disappears. Of course, you're going to need to make sure that it works with the type of fabric that you have. I imagine this would be best for your smaller holes in your clothing, but this one just sounds really great for fixing some of those minor holes in perfection.
Yeah, it's also called
clothing.
Fusible web. I'm Googling it now because it's just, it doesn't make sense to me how it works, but it looks like it works.
It probably, like the product itself, the fusing stuff probably is melting. And as it's melting, it's like bringing all of the fibers of the clothing together with it.
Mm. Okay. I trust it.
I trust it. Let's try it. I doubt that this would work great on like silk or fabric that is a lot less porous, if I can describe fabric in that way. Probably better on like your cottons, but I would imagine that the fusing web would give that those types of instructions. This okay, article
so
does
it
not
comes
say.
In different weights. It comes in different weights.
Yeah.
So if you're having a lightweight fabric, you use a light fusible web.
Wow.
Get a heavy fabric.
Oh man,
get a
this is so
one.
Cool. I want to try it out.
Various rolls, various widths.
Try it out. Wow. Report back, friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jen, what's the third one?
Hemming tape, not Hemingway. So this is another adhesive kind of solution that you can substitute for sewing called hemming tape. And these are just good things to know because so many people will clear out their sewing kits. And if you see something like this at like a thrift store or a yard sale or something, and you know what it is, then you can get it and be prepared with it. But it is just another heat activated repair tape, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes in thick or thin. Thick is used for, you know, canvas, corduroy, denim, wool, suede, while the thin one is like cotton, chiffon, linen, rayon, silk. And there will be instructions, hopefully, on the hemming tape, but it looks like very similar to the fusible web. And yeah. How you use it.
And I think these kinds of fixes are so worth it when we are buying the more quality, when we really like the clothes that we have. I think when we're kind of just getting the throwaway, the fast fashion, we get a hole in something and who cares, just chuck it. But what we're advocating for is moving away from that mentality, finding a more simple wardrobe of the things that you really enjoy, taking care of them, learning how to mend things. Don't even have to have a sewing skill set. But I think sometimes it can sound silly, like, why are we talking about patching our clothing? But I think when we really like the things that we're wearing and we want to extend the life of them, why not? And I have had so many articles of clothing have various things in them. A button falls off, or yes, mm-hmm. I get a small hole in it or a stain. And because I love the things that I wear, I want to know how to repair this, how to fix it, how to make this look better so I can keep wearing it and not just throw it out just because there's a pen size hole in it, or just because there's this stain that I didn't have the energy to look up how to treat that type of stain. But finding that energy, hopefully we can be that motivation to say, let's do the thing. We don't have mm-hmm. to have this broad skill set to fix our clothing, but let's find clothing we like and let's take care of it.
Yeah. And just having literally the base knowledge to know what to Google, I think is really helpful of getting over that barrier to entry.
Do you know what has very low barrier to entry? Super attainable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone could do it.
You're not going to want to Google it.
The Bill of the Week.
Time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, John and Jill. This is Franz. And now officially 2 years after bankruptcy, we knocked our APR down on our auto loan by 2 percentage points this week. My wife thinks it's a little silly because we're only saving $10 a month, but I am super excited. Keep up the great work.
Oh, Franz, thank you for calling in that bill. It's not stupid. It's great. $10, you know what you could do with $10? You could buy dinner at Taco Bell.
Yes.
For yourself.
You could.
And then bring it home to your wife and be like, you thought this was stupid, so I'm going to eat this Taco Bell.
You could probably buy some fusing web, too. Like a For couple sure. rolls. I don't know if it comes in a roll or what, but you could buy some fusing web to fix your mm-hmm. clothes. Plenty yes. you can do with $10. But you know what? It's not just about the monetary amount. It's about the deeper choices and awareness that's happening here of doing well with your finances, paying attention to interest rates, wanting to pay down car loans. Like, there's so much more attached to what you're describing. And we just want to say well done and thank yes. you for your bill.
There are so many valid reasons to be proud of you, but also go get some Taco Bell. Go do
this
it.
This is really important
You've
to Jen.
Earned it. You have earned it.
If you all listening cut a bill, a Taco Bell's worth amount, or you're just out here being a person named Bill, you know the drill. frugalfriendspodcast.com/Bill. We're here. We need you. We actually do really need you now. We got 2 episodes a week, a lot of space for all you bills.
Yeah. If you have big bill energy, give us a call, please.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial. Now it's time for
the lightning round.
Pew, pew. Pew. Super vulnerable.
Right. Yes. This one's not too vulnerable. Oh, yeah, I agree with yours too. Okay, so the question is, what do you hate most about laundry?
Go for it, Jen.
Okay, so besides finding Chick-fil-A honey mustard.
Not just because it ruined the clothing, but because the honey mustard packet now was wasted.
Oh, it ruined the honey mustard. I mean, I just had to wash it again. It's not like the pen that opened up and just destroyed half the wash. I can't with that man. I love him dearly, but I can't with his laundry. I hate folding. Mm-hmm. And Travis says it's because I do the KonMari method of folding. Mm-hmm. So it does take a smidge longer, but it allows me to place my clothes in face up. Like I can see it's stacked. I can see everything.
Yeah.
Versus just the top one thing.
Yeah.
And I like that because when I put the laundry in, I put it in the back. So I cycle through everything. Like, I know what I'm wearing and what I'm not wearing.
Yeah.
So if something stays at the front too long, it just leaves. But so I have a reason I do it. And Travis, you know, says that's why I hate folding. But I think I hate folding just, and I just hate folding.
Yeah. That's a chore I don't mind because it's the one thing you can do and be productive while doing, sitting and maybe even watching TV. Like to me, that's a, oh, I'm being productive. I'm doing a chore, but yet I get to sit. Like see, any other wait. Chore is standing, moving around, bending over.
I have
over.
To wait till Kai goes to bed because he will unfold what I have folded. Yeah. Because he'll want to help. Uh-huh. He's like, can I help? And then he'll take the folded stuff and help do that. Mm. And so I have to wait. So
it sounds like you've got a ways to go for him to be doing his own laundry in a year and a half.
You're right.
Another hack there, although I don't know if this is any better, but I hang most of my stuff. So there's a very minimal folding. When you minimize your wardrobe, you don't have to have a bunch of different places that it goes. You could just mm-hmm. hang everything and it can all fit in your closet because you don't have too much.
Yes, that will be my solution soon. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have probably about 15 inches worth of closet space. 15 inches yeah. for all of the hanging. And I've used it to its max. So
careful of mold.
Right now, yeah. Well, it's open air. There's no doors on the closet.
That's good.
It's really a dumpster fire right now because the hanging rack actually collapsed. And it's just one of the many things collapsing on this house. And so I'm just, and I have so many maternity clothes right now. Like, so I have this whole wardrobe that I don't want to get rid of because I will go back to it.
Yeah.
But I have this whole wardrobe that I have to be in right now. So that's just kind of like hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Like those clothes are just out.
Yeah,
like,
that's tough.
It's such a weird stage that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to be cute about it.
Doing the
it's
least.
Just there. I am doing the least. Jill, how about you?
So this doesn't have anything to do with clothing, but it does have something to do with laundry.
Yeah, I agree with you on this.
I really don't like remaking the bed.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's one of the reasons that I wait so long to wash my sheets because remaking the bed. And it's not just about putting the sheets back on the bed. It's also about pulling the comforter and if there's extra pillows or blankets on the bed, finding a spot to put that while you put the other. It's just a lot of moving big blankets around mm-hmm. and wrestling things and hoping my nails don't break.
Wow, I haven't had that one, but I have to take my watch off to get the fitted sheet between the headboard.
Ugh.
Like,
yeah.
And I just can't do much anyway. So I actually saw this Instagram reel that was too real about this girl coming out of her bedroom and she's like huffing and puffing and the thing's like, did you just work out? And she's like, no, I just made the bed. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm about to be making beds constantly when we have the Airbnb up and running.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping, I'll have to report back, but we just got a platform bed. So literally there's no amount of space that the mattress drops down into the bed because that's really the worst. You got to like lift mm-hmm. up the mattress to get the fitted sheet around the corner of the bed, drop it down, scrape yourself. It's just... yeah, it's wrestling. But this one, platform bed, I'm thinking it's going to be the key to making
yeah,
this better.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And I hope you listening can find comfort in these struggles that we have. And I hope that you will share with us your own struggles about caring for your clothes and sewing and making the bed, especially if you're in our membership, the Frugal Friends Club. A lot of you know that we have a membership for our listeners who are paying off debt, and we do monthly money challenges. We have courses, we offer accountability groups, and we want to congratulate one of our members for a win. This is Debbie. And back in December, she said, I am ready. For my Christmas present, I'm going to ask my husband to choose one of the book club books to read together. I have been looking for a way to share some of the financial load with him and TBH getting a little pushback. And this is a great way. And her update is that he said yes to the book club. So he's going to read one of our book club books.
Yay.
So like, way to go, Debbie. Debbie has been on this mission to share the load, and you're getting, you're making steps. This is not the first one. You are making steps.
This is such a great idea. I think we've talked about this before in episodes about how to get your partner on board. And usually when you can identify a third thing, like something outside of one of the two of you trying to convince the other and play tug of war, but finding a resource, whether it's a podcast or a book, to both be listening to, share your thoughts on those. That can be one of the best ways to have mutual buy-in and kind of shared understanding around a topic. This is just such a great idea. And then a fun activity to do together. So great job, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for listening. If you want to check out our membership, where we have all kinds of courses, interviews, challenges, and more, head to frugalfriendspodcast.com/club to check it out.
See you next time.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
Jill, should we get a little more vulnerable?
Okay.
Okay. And there will be no protection.
No one listens to this part, so.
Well, and there will be no protection.
Oh,
so
no.
There can be.
I'll protect myself.
Okay. How often do you wash your bed sheets?
Ooh.
Or change them?
I wasn't prepared for that. Oh, yeah. Not as often as I should. However, mm-hmm. I am proud to report that I did just wash my sheets yesterday. So I'm Ooh. Feeling real good right now. I do. This is like a weird fun fact. I don't know if it's that fun. Maybe just weird fact about me.
It's a weird fun,
is
fun fact.
That I really like to have my house clean before I leave for a trip. It's mm-hmm. like my special treat to
yes.
myself when I come back. I'm not alone in that. I know there's a lot of people like that. And so like clean sheets, clean floor, clean bathroom. It's so nice to come back to. So we're about to leave. We leave tomorrow for just to head back north, and I clean my sheets in preparation for that. But otherwise, I mean, if I don't have a trip for a few months.
You can't disgust me.
I know. I honestly, I'd love to say it's every 2 weeks, and like potentially that's true, but more likely it might be once a month.
I'm a once a month girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely a once a month girl. And I just, I hate putting the sheets on the bed that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hate that.
Yeah. And time goes by so quickly that
right?
you think, I just did this. And it's like, no, sweetheart, you did that when it was a different season.
Yeah. I and I forget. And I'm like, oh, should we change the sheets? Oh, it's been a month.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
you know what?
Yeah, we should.
More than putting the sheets back on the bed, I hate folding the sheets.
Folding the fitted sheet.
Yes. Actually, I'm decently good at it, but
I gave up. I don't fold it.
I would rather.
I roll it.
Yeah. So when I when I wash the sheets, that's smart. I know someone who like washes when they wash them. If they're not putting them back on the bed, they just throw it all into a pillowcase. So then they know when they can just like grab a pillowcase out of the linen closet. It has everything in it: flat sheet, mm-hmm. fitted sheet, extra pillowcases. That's your stuff's going to be wrinkly. But I mean, that's a great hack.
Yeah.
So because I hate folding it so much, then I just put the things that I just washed back on the bed. Mm-hmm. So that's great. But then it can also confuse me to not really remember when was the last time I washed the sheets, because the sheets never look different. Like, it's always my white sheets that I'm using. So who knows? And I'm not keeping a calendar. I'm just going off of what feels right. And what feels right is every 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. When we pay the mortgage, I know it's time to change the sheets.
There you go. But the mortgage payment is automatic.
And there you go. There's the problem. So many problems.
Oopsies.
Yeah. So
I just change the sheets every time I wet the bed.
That's probably smart. That's probably the way to go. That's probably the way to go.
If I didn't urinate in the bed, then we're good to go.
Why not? It's fine.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.